Hello and welcome to the Sarah Hurley Academy podcast. Today we're going to talk about niche, or if you're in the USA, you may want to talk about niche. And we're going to talk about whether to niche or not to niche. My personal preference, if you know me at all, is not to niche. And I'll explain why. I firmly believe in being multi-passionate, because I think that that is what most people are. I'm sure that some people will think that niche is the way forward and that you should always have a business niche. Focus on one thing until you get really great. I've been told it so many times. Focus on one area, get really good at that thing, and then you can do number two. I have to disagree. And this is why. Five reasons not to niche. Firstly, having multiple niches spreads your risk. You don't have all your eggs in one basket. And that's got to be better, right? Number two, frankly, it's just more interesting. If like me, and I suppose most of you are, if you're a creative, if you're an entrepreneur, you have a busy brain, a ton of ideas, things you want to do. Now, I am not suggesting for 1 minute that you follow every shiny thing that drops into your head, because then you will never get anywhere. And we all know this. But what I am suggesting you do is create a list, narrow it down, go over the pros and cons, and come up with the most interesting things that you want to work on. Because doing the same thing day in, day out doesn't excite me, and I'm sure it won't excite many of you either. So what's wrong with having more than one thing to do? Three, it leads to more opportunity. If you set yourself up as one kind of entrepreneur, that you do one kind of thing, you're pigeonholing yourself. By opening those doors a bit, by making yourself multi-passionate, by showing that you have versatility, you are opening yourself to more opportunity. How bad can that be, right? We all want more. We're all in business to achieve more. As entrepreneurs, we're naturally programmed to want more, whether that's for ourselves, whether that's for our customers, whether that's for our products. We want more. We always want to be the best. So leaving yourself open to more opportunity has got to be a good thing, right? And by showing how you can be adaptable, that's great. I mean, imagine if Walt Disney said, no, I'm just going to draw this mouse. That's it, nothing else. We would have a couple of 3 minute cartoons of Mickey Mouse and nothing else. There'd be no theme parks, no books, no movies, no Donald Duck. More is more. Number four. I was always taught never to put more than 20% of your commitment, money, whatever it is, time, into one area. This goes back to number one again, about spreading your risk. If you have 20% in five different areas, just say you have five different shops that you supply, and you get 20% of your turnover from each of these customers. If one of these customers goes out of business, you still have 80% of your turnover while you search for another customer. If you put your whole focus on supplying one customer and something happens, you have nothing left. And then you're at a place of zero and you're scrambling and there's risk and you're desperate. No one wants to be in that place. So I will reiterate again, please never put more than 20% of your business into one area. You wouldn't just, I mean, even post-it notes, right? They're famous for one product, the post-it note. But even that, they do in different colours, different shapes. They sell them into different markets. That's how you diversify, and that's how you create a real rock solid business. You can't do that when you've got all of your eggs in one basket. Number five, and really this just sums it up. More is more. If someone asks you if you want more ice cream, more fries, more fun, more excitement, more life, more love, more happiness, the answer is always yes. So why would you limit yourself in your business? Business is one of the biggest areas of your life. We spend 40 hours a week, probably at least, working. If you're an entrepreneur, it's maybe even double that, maybe even more. And if you are limiting yourself to one thing, you're pouring your whole thing into one thing, you're not getting more. More is more is more. And it's okay to want more. We're always taught to be conservative, to hold back just in case. And once again, I'm not advocating that you go off and do crazy stuff, but there are ways of spreading your business, of expanding your business, of even if you are currently a niche business and thinking, hang on a minute, I need to get out of this now. There are ways of unniching your business, of spreading your risk, of creating more income streams, of creating more divisions of your business. And we would love to help you over in the Academy, by the way. So if you'd like to hop over to sarahhurleyacademy.com, you can either join the membership if it's open, you can join the waitlist if it isn't, and you can join our Facebook community where we would discuss things like this every single week. We'd love to help you. I'd love to hear your opinions about whether niche is good or niche is no. Come over and join us. Let's keep the conversation going. Thank you so much for joining me today on the Sarah Hurley podcast. I'd love it if you'd subscribe so you never miss another episode. I'll see you soon.